Revelation chapter 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of many people in heaven, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great whore who corrupted the earth with her fornication and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and always. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. And I heard like the voice of a great multitude, and like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God all-powerful reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said to me, Write, Blessed are those who are called to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said to me, Make sure you don't do it. I am your fellow servant and of your brothers that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and see, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a coat dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies that were in heaven followed him on white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, so that with it he'll strike the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierceness and anger of Almighty God. And he has a name written on his coat and on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he shouted with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the sky, Come and gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God, so you can eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that worked miracles before him, with which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These were both thrown alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remainder were killed by the sword of him that sat on the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh.